42. It's time for JB and the General, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Call or text into the show right now, 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
Well, happy Wednesday, Music City. Here we go. JB and the General up and running. Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR. John Burton, General Patton Cook inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. We're presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Lot going on. UT, of course, in the Sweet 16 against Creighton Friday. Vanderbilt about to formally announce their new men's basketball coach. We've got rule changes in the NFL, which I still don't really understand. But the Nashville Predators refuse to lose. You know, they're down 3-1 in the third period, and you're thinking, all right, well, you know, listen.
4-1.
4-1, excuse me. 4-1 in the third period, and you're thinking, all right, well, you know, listen, all good things must come to an end. They, you know, they're going to have to probably lose in regulation sometime. No! A furious rally to tie it and then win it in overtime. It's getting ridiculous with these Preds. It really is.
Yes, it's no longer Memorial magic. It is Bridgestone magic. February 15th, John, I know it's the forever date that Preds fans will always remember, the 9-2 against the Dallas Stars. That is the last time, of course, they have lost in regulation. It looked like they're going to have another one yesterday, but you mentioned it. Everybody came together, Josi in overtime. You had Forsberg scoring. You had a nearly three-minute-long review reviewing the third goal, I believe, right before mm-hmm. they ended up tying it up. They're looking for offsides. I was listening to Pete on the radio last night. He goes, they're still looking at it.
He goes, they're still looking at it.
He goes, what are they doing there?
I could have ordered a pizza in the time it took me to get this call right.
Yeah, he wondered if they were watching Gone with the Wind on the monitor.
Or are they watching Citizen Kane?
But fantastic win. My goodness, John. And I just was kind of looking at the standings this morning. They're sneaking up on Winnipeg, John, only 4 points off the Winnipeg Jets right now, 10 games still to go. So we've been talking about wild card this entire time. They may end up catching the Winnipeg Jets and sneaking in out of the wild card spot.
Could you imagine? I mean, it's there for them. I mean,
4 losses in a row right now for Winnipeg, so they're spiraling a little bit right now. And the Preds, we said yesterday, you'd be foolish to bet on them to lose at this point, the way they're going. It's been fantastic, and they got away with that one last night, but they won't care, and they'll probably slept well last night because, boy, was it a fantastic one.
Riley Forsberg, who's got 40 now, his second 40-goal season in 3 years. Gus Nyquist, and you mentioned it, Josi, the game winner. And, I mean, that place was going absolutely berserk. You know, I got invited to go by none other than Gregory Aloysius Xavier Pogue.
Wow.
Yeah. And I had
that's some, right. It was Nashville Cats
right,
night.
Right. It was Nashville
night.
Cats night. And I had some other things I had to do, and I didn't get a chance to go. And I'm kicking myself for not going to that game last night. But yeah, what a performance. And you said it, man. You know, I mean, I think they got their sights. Screw the wild card. They're thinking bigger and better things, man. And why not?
Yep.
The way this team's playing, they've got. You know, I talk about Tennessee having, quote-unquote, all the ingredients to make a Final Four run. It looks like the Preds have all the ingredients to make a deep run in the Stanley Cup playoffs here. They yep. got the goaltending. Their forwards are playing great. You know,
40 goals last night for Phillip.
Yep, yep. Second 40-goal season. And I mentioned that earlier, Steve Martin.
Steve Martin. Hate to hear that.
You said Silence of the Lambs?
You did? Arrow through his head? That might be that might be my first one here as a co-host. That's,
that is your since
mark
this,
it down
since this inclination of the show, the JB and the General show. That is your first
mark
Steve
down.
Martin. So I am marking it down. A lot of people out there are like, "What the hell are they talking about, Steve Martin?" Yeah. Well, anyway,
Google it.
Yeah, Google it. All right, what the hell was I talking about? But you know. It just seems like they've got all the ingredients, and they're playing with such confidence right now. Yeah. And the young guys are contributing, and the veterans are showing leadership and guidance. I mean, I can't say enough about this team, man. It's just absolutely it's ridiculous,
right?
Well, that what they're doing. I mean, you know, this doesn't happen a lot in the National Hockey League. What this team's doing. You're telling me February 15th is the last time they lost a game in regulation?
That was the famed Dallas Stars.
The 9-2 debacle. Shellacking. Right. When we all thought that they were done, you know, to trade off your assets. Trotsky kind of thought they were done.
Yeah.
And here they are, man. And, wow, it's just been incredible. And, you know, we'll see how far this goes. I mean, it could be an interesting spring here in Nashville with the Predators. I mean, you know, 2017 all over again. I don't know. We'll find out.
And I think belief.
But I will say this. Whoever draws them in the first round of the playoffs, you got to be nervous, man.
Yep.
You don't want any part. You don't want part of these guys.
No
are you kidding me? I don't care who you are.
Nope.
Edmonton, I don't care which team you are.
Right. And you mentioned it, the confidence and the momentum and really the belief. To me, John, I think hockey's one of those sports that means more than just about any of them. If you've got the momentum heading into the postseason, if you've got the confidence that you can get out of deficits, I mean, they were down 3-0 after the first period.
Right. So what does that mean? All right, for the rest of the game, you got to hold them to no more than one more goal.
Right.
That means your defensemen have to play well, your goaltender has to stand on his head, and you got to generate some offense. Check, check, and check.
Exactly. And credit to them. They got the first goal. They made it to 3-1. Dallas quickly follows it up with 4-1. And 2 months ago, John, I mean, not only the fans, but the players were thinking, all right, well let's get ready for Thursday night. We got a day off tomorrow. Let's just kind of regroup and get back onto this streak that we've got going if we can't get out of it. But two goals turned into four, really, in the matter of seconds. They had two goals within 40 seconds of each other on the power play in the third period. It was just brilliant. Brilliant hockey yet again, and we keep chugging along. We keep checking off the streak count, and
mm-hmm.
I don't envision it stopping. John, how could you?
I got to see it stop before
right.
I can say it's going to stop. I have to until I see this team lose a game in regulation, I've been saying all along, they're not going to lose.
Yep.
Or if they do lose, they're going to lose in overtime or in a shootout and still get a point.
Incredible.
So that's 18 now straight games with a point. That's the longest streak in the NHL. Obviously, it extends their franchise record.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've been talking about it. Realistically, how far could this team go in the playoffs? I think they could get to the Western Conference Finals the way they're playing right now.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you. And I know fans just want to at least make it out of the first round, but
right.
I think after
that hadn't happened in a while.
Right, it is,
2018, the last time
exactly.
that happened.
So it's one of those fans, just get me out of the first round and then let's see what happens. But to your point, no matter what team they come up against in terms of first, second, or third round, it is a hot hockey team, and
they won't be scared of anybody
nope.
going in.
And Bridgestone Arena is starting to get that feel again,
yeah.
like it did a couple years ago. So
I tell you what, the atmosphere. I should have been there. But you're watching the highlights and everything. It started to feel a little
yep.
bit like 2017, and I was at almost every home game for that 2017 run. That place was ridiculous.
Yep.
I'd never been in an arena that loud, that consistently. I mean, the energy in that place, and you know, and I mean, you know, the athletes are always nice. Oh, yeah, we feel the crowd. We feel the energy. You know, a lot of times that's why they're so good at what they do, because they tune out everything and they're able to mm-hmm. concentrate. But these players, I remember the players from 2017 saying, yeah, our crowd's great. We feed off their energy. This Preds team, like guys like Josi Forsberg, guys that have been here for a while, and, you know, I'll even throw Saros in there. They do feed off that energy. That is sincere and legit when they talk about feeding off the energy at Bridgestone Arena.
Well,
no doubt.
And who was that one player? They interviewed him after the game with Kara Hammer, and he's holding back tears because they're chanting his name after.
Oh, Cody Glass.
Cody Glass.
Yeah, after the hat trick, yeah.
You don't see that many other places. And to your point, it's they're feeding on the fans right now, and the fans are feeding off the players. It's harmonious right now for the Preds.
Preds fans, we want to hear from you this morning. 615-844-5600, call or text. How are you feeling about your team? How far can this team go? Can they, you know, win a couple rounds in the playoffs and get to the Western Conference Finals? At this point, I have to say, yes, they can. We want to hear from you. This is your day, Preds fans. Yep. But we are loaded today, are we not, Patton?
That we are.
You've been doing some booking, bro.
Yeah, well, I wasn't sure on your schedule.
Well, neither was I. I'm here.
You're here.
Kind of wasn't expecting to be here today, but I'm here.
You may be getting a call any second, and you'll just sprint out of the studio. But you're right, 10:05. Jimmy Wyatt will join us. I believe he is back. I don't believe he's still in Florida at the owners' meetings. Mm-hmm. And then 10:25, we'll have Joey Dwyer from VandySports.com breaking down Mark Byington, the new Vanderbilt head coach, who will be announced tomorrow at 4:00.
What do you want to hear from him? You're a big Vanderbilt fan. So what do you want to? What will satisfy you as a fan? What you hear from Mark Byington tomorrow, 4:00?
Well, I know a little bit about his play style. It's very attack oriented, especially on the defensive end. Forces a lot of turnovers, gets three pointers up in transition. But just want to hear his vision and for his style play, and also, how is he going to attack in terms of roster building? Is it going to be transfer portal? Will it be majority high school? I believe in myself, John, I think it's got to be majority high school driven. I know there's players you just aren't able to get into Vanderbilt just with the credit hours.
Sure.
You're not able to bring over 60.
Plus, you know, the academic requirements.
Academic standards there as well.
It's so the Harvard of the South. Okay.
It truly is. So I just want to hear kind of his plan on both of those fronts. But I started to read a little bit more about him, kind of listen to him talk from his time at James Madison. I think fans can be excited about this one, and you'll want to tune in tomorrow at 4:00. But Joey will give us all the information on that.
Yeah, Joey Dwyer has been all over this story while he matriculates at Lipscomb. Right. I don't know how this kid does it, but he has been great. We've had him on the show a couple times. He is as plugged in as anybody when it comes to what's going on at Vanderbilt. So we definitely look forward to speaking with him. Your NBA team, it's got a gimme tonight against Charlotte. You better don't trip up, my man.
Oh, we won't. We got George Niang, your buddy, your pal.
You owe him an apology.
I refuse until May and April and June. We'll see what happens there. But no, you're right. NBA starting to kind of get up there, kind of same as NHL. Really follow just about the same schedule in terms of when the postseason starts. So they've, like I mentioned a couple weeks ago, they've got the inside track to the number two seed if they can kind of get back up there. But we'll see. Challenging times ahead. Donovan Mitchell's still out, I believe. He's still out with a broken nose and a couple different injuries.
He's banged up, bro.
So need him for the postseason.
If you're playing for the Knicks, he'd suck it up and play.
Oh, you absolutely know it. He would be out there with the LeBron James nose guard that he would famously wear.
Speaking of, well, LeBron didn't play last night, right?
He did not.
But the Lakers, once again, with a furious fourth quarter comeback, where were they down 19?
A Doc Rivers special.
Dude, what were the Bucks thinking hiring Doc Rivers? I mean, that you talk about a guy that's lived off that 2008 championship and has just done nothing but choke in the playoffs. I mean, he's had the luxury of coaching some of the best players in the world.
Right.
Now, you got Dame and you got Giannis, and they're choking away 19-point leads. Lakers are decent, but, you know, the Bucks are better than them.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, I just don't understand the fascination with Doc Rivers.
I don't either, and as soon as the hire was made, I think both of us pretty much came out and said that, and when the Bucks were fired, they were sitting firmly, quite frankly, in second right now in the Eastern Conference, and they still are that right now, but Cavs are kind of trying to get back into that spot, but I don't understand it. I don't seeing it work better in the postseason than it has in the regular season. And to your point, it'd be different if Doc Rivers had a healthy resume of kind of firing up teams in the postseason and overachieving. It's constant underachievement in his tenure, really, since that championship in Boston. You look at his time in with the Clippers. You look at his time with Philadelphia. It's 3-1 leads blown city or wherever he seems to go. I don't get it, but NBA loves him.
Nobody blows a 3-1 series lead better than Doc Rivers.
Not at all.
You know, I'm old enough to remember when he's watching him play college basketball at Marquette. I was like, they're calling him Doc? You know, I was a big Dr. J fan. I'm like, who's this guy? Yeah. And he obviously a former New York Knick point guard as well. So how about the Pittsburgh Steelers, right? This new kickoff rule gets, approved by the owners, and they go out and sign Cordero Patterson. Say what you want about Cordero Patterson. He's a top five all-time kick returner in NFL history. There's no question about Devin Hester, probably number one. You know, I've seen guys like Lionel Little Train James. I've seen, you know, Dave Meggett for my Giants was a really good kick and punt returner, kickoff and punt returner. But Cordero Patterson is right up there. I mean, that guy's played running back. He's been a kick returner. I mean, he was a guy that I remember when he got drafted, we're thinking, well, you know, he's not a polished route runner. He's a nice kid, but he's kind of a knucklehead. And look how long he's played.
Yep.
He's had a long career, former UT Vol.
And is able to do it, like you mentioned, at the running back position. In Atlanta, he was, before Bijan Robinson got on the scene, he was a very good featured back for them for a couple of years now. Yeah. And you wonder how this is going to look with the new kickoff style. I'm sure we'll get into that later in the show and dive in deep onto
how this could affect. I got to go on YouTube and look at some. What was it, from the XFL?
XFL.
Yeah. Now, the XFL and the USFL have merged, right? So they're the UFL, the United Football League, and The Rock is like kind of spearheading it. It's actually his ex-wife, Danny Garcia, who is The Rock's manager, that's really behind it. But, you know, she always gets put off to the side. Everyone's like, oh, my God, The Rock owns the football league.
It's The Rock.
And he comes out and tries to say, no, it's not me. It's Danny. It's Danny Garcia. You know what I mean? So we'll see how that goes. I don't plan on watching a lot of UFL. I don't think we're going to have time. I think we're going to be covering hockey and talking about hockey for, a good part of the spring.
We got our own football team.
That's right. We got the Nashville Cats. Shout out to Chuck McDowell, who joined us yesterday. And you talked to Eli Gold. And so that's up and rocking. But hockey fans, you know, everywhere I go and every market I've lived in, right, everybody says, you don't talk enough hockey. Why don't you talk hockey? We're talking hockey today. Predators fans, we want to hear from you. 615-844-5600. Call or text. How you feeling about your hockey team if you're a Predators fan? How far can they go? Will this point streak ever end? I don't think it will. Just getting started. Got a big show for you today. WNSR. Stick around.
Hi, I'm Jeff Fisher. Guess what? The Cats are back. The Nashville Cats will be returning to the Municipal Auditorium on April 27th in the season opener against the Minnesota Myth. There will be five total games played at Municipal Auditorium, with one additional game played up in Clarksville at F&M Bank Arena on Armed Forces Day on Saturday, May 18th. For player or dance team tryouts or tickets, log on to thenashvillecats.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-617-0239. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-617-0239. That's 800-617-0239. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub, located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. Only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Tony Pollard is younger. He's 3.5 years younger than Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
You're getting him in his prime. And as Adam just stated, you're not asking him to be a bell cow. You've got Spears and Pollard.
Yep.
That's where the league is today.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR. You're listening to JB and the General. Call or text into the show, 615-844-5600.
Wednesday edition of the show. Great to have you with us. WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio, JB and the General. And for the first time today, we go to the phones.
And now, it's time for the NFL Roundup with our guy, Eric.
Well, that music can only mean one thing. It is time to go around the Nash Football League. What's up, Eric?
Hey, you always bring it, John. You always bring it.
That's right.
Before I get to talk about a couple things, first of all, I got a call earlier this morning from a good friend, Kenny the Mailman. He, of course, is not listening because, like I said, he gets you on AM, but still having issues with 5-6 where he can't pick it up.
We're working on it.
And he's driving his truck around, but he wanted me to tell you guys, shout out to Tim Shaw. Today is his birthday, and he has become real good friends with Tim Shaw. In fact, Tim Shaw is on his route. They have been in constant communication with him, and he said Tim has become a real good friend, even, you know, supporting him with his wife, Babette, and she's dealing with cancer and stuff. Mm-hmm. She's doing real good now and everything, but he just wanted me to do that shout-out just to Tim Shaw, former Titans. Today's his birthday, so.
Well, happy birthday to Tim Shaw.
Yeah, yeah. And also, I know, don't want to be depressing, but, of course, also today, too, is the one-year anniversary of the Covenant shooting. So, you know, my thoughts and prayers to all the people out there dealing with that, because I've got some friends who have connections to that, too. So,
yeah, that's a day that will live in infamy. Yep. in our city.
Yeah.
Just a dark, dark, horrible day.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
our only hope is that we learn from that going forward.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And now let's get to some little bit more happy news. A couple of things. First of all, about the Predators, and I'm not a hockey fan, but I'm so happy for the way they're playing and what they're doing right now, guys. It's interesting because I think it was about a month and a half ago, there were a lot of people wondering, well, what are we going to do with this team? What type of change this stuff? We're going to have to make an offseason. Now they've got on this run, and they've just been playing fantastic, just out of the minds. I don't think anybody, if we're real honest, saw this coming. But I'm real, real happy for the way they're playing and the way this team is now coming along. We've got 10 games left, and one of the hottest teams, if not the hottest team in the National Hockey League right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we were just talking about it. Whoever draws them in the first round, you got to be a little nervous with how well they're playing.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They're playing with so much confidence. You know, that's a good team, the defending Stanley Cup champions, that you just stormed back from a 3-goal deficit in the third period to get the win. So it's it's incredible what they're doing right now. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
I've never seen really anything like it. And I've covered, Penguins teams with, you know, Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin, and I've never seen a streak like this before in my life.
Yeah, and hopefully they'll be able to continue this run. It just hopefully it can be where we got to the Stanley Cup Finals a few years ago. Hopefully we can do that again, but we'll see. And guys, one last thing, and this is a football thing, and then I'll get off. It's just, I'm just not understanding all this love to J.J. McCarthy. I just think it's insane. This was a guy that even before the start of last year, I think a lot of people thought, I guess, maybe a third or fourth rounder. Even when he had the run, a lot of people thought that he might go like middle, early second round. Now, all of a sudden, I'm hearing all this stuff where he's risen so much in the draft where he's like, they're saying he's going to go in the top five. So I'm saying,
you know what,
like
Eric,
the best. I don't get it.
You know this. It's silly season right now. Between now and April 25th, you're going to hear all kinds of stuff. A lot of these players' agents put that stuff out there. A lot of these teams themselves put that out there because, you know, it's a three-card Monty game. It's a shell game. You know what I mean? You're telling me J.J. McCarthy is going to get picked over Caleb Williams or Drake May. That's not going to happen.
But I guess a lot of those people trying to drive it up, hopefully that they'll trade up and get picks for them so they can try and fleece them or whatever. So it's just because I've heard a lot of people think that one of the issues they have with him is that he's not good outside the numbers or whatever. But we'll
listen,
just see what
this guy, this guy in the Rose Bowl against Alabama with the game on the line engineered a length of the field drive to get it in the end zone and get that thing tied. That was impressive. But other than that, I mean, you know, that was that offense at Michigan. That's a classic Jim Harbaugh offense, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. You know,
I mean,
go ahead, Eric.
No, I'm just saying they were known for like running and playing defense. That's not the quarterback play.
Yeah, but he was the part of that drive, though, Eric.
Yeah, that drive was an NFL drive right there.
And I'll give it back, guys. But I just still don't get it. Maybe he'll turn out better than I think. I don't know, but I just don't understand. But we'll see what happens, guys. Always good talk to you. Y'all take care, and we'll talk to you again soon.
And you wonder how.
Thank you, Eric.
And with that offense and what Harbaugh wanted to do at Michigan, was any quarterback going to look elite in that system? I mean, how many times did he really get to throw the ball throughout the season and in November and December and, of course, into January? They're in domes, of course. I mean, that weather isn't exactly prime throwing weather, and none of them are in domes or anything like that. So I get Eric's point, but I think there might be something there. To me, it's a little bit like Will Levis, just because he didn't look the exact part. And I know Will Levis isn't exactly totally a franchise quarterback just yet. We think he might be.
He might be on his way.
But I think NFL teams...
We're going to find out.
Yeah, NFL teams are going to look at kind of what he has to work with.
He's a winner. I mean, what, he's lost one start in his career.
Exactly.
You know, I mean...
Beat Ohio State. I mean, you don't get... I know
he beat
the
Ohio
game.
State, like I said, he went the length of the field to tie Alabama and eventually beat them.
Right.
You know, listen, there's a lot of talk with my team, the Giants taking him at 6 right before the Titans pick at 7. All I'm saying is if Dable and Shane fall in love with this guy, bro, you better be right, because, you know, we made that mistake back in 2019 taking Daniel Aloysius Xavier Jones 6 overall, but that was a previous regime, and I trust Dable and Shane a little bit more when it comes to quarterbacks than I did Dave Gettleman, okay? Right. So, I don't know, we'll see. I mean, obviously, you know, these scouts know a lot more than we do.
That is true. I will say this, I mentioned the comparison for Will Levis. I think the value the Titans got in the second round, it's much better. To me,
absolutely.
Saying all this about
McCarthy, that's a value pick.
I don't think he's the third overall pick. Really top five. I've said it. He's more mid-round, in my opinion. He's going to go a little bit earlier than that. But if he's your franchise quarterback, it doesn't matter where you pick them. It could be 1 to 32.
Listen, these general managers know, right? If I take this guy and I'm wrong, my ass is fired. I'm out of here. So no risk it, no biscuit. So, you know, and I heard, you know, John Mara, the co-owner of the Giants this week saying, yep, Shane and Dable have green light. If they fall in love with the quarterback and they want to take him, go right ahead. Mm-hmm. Now, Mara loves Daniel Jones, and he's trying to make it work with Daniel Jones. You know what I mean? Which I wish he would kind of just ease off on that a little bit, because nothing personal against Daniel Jones, but you know, let's take what you think about him as a quarterback out of the equation. This guy's an injury risk now.
Right.
The guy's had two neck injuries, and he's coming off a torn ACL.
Yeah, at some point, you can't keep looking at the future and the possibility and the upside. He is what he is.
Right.
He's an injured NFL quarterback, and injured NFL quarterbacks usually don't stick around in starting jobs.
He's an often injured quarterback who's had one good season, yeah, and you're going to cling to that. All right, wrapping up the NFL owners' meetings, the head honcho of the Tennessee Titans actually spoke publicly, did she not?
Yes.
A rare interview from Amy Adams Strunk.
Yes, credit to Paul Kaharsky for this. I don't know where he found her at, somewhere in the...
He must have cornered her.
In the hotel lobby.
Can you imagine Amy like getting out of the elevator and there's Paul?
Can I talk to you? Hey, come here. I want to talk to you.
Poor Amy. All right, Paul, what do you want?
Right. So, yes, here is the controlling owner, Amy Adams Strunk, just on so far the free agency moves from the Titans thus far, and if she's happy with it so far.
About the way everything's gone since the big changes.
Well, there's been an exciting couple of weeks, I tell you. I'm just thrilled with what Rand and Chad and Brian were able to get done.
Can you imagine they bring that many people through the door this quickly?
I didn't know quite we were going to head that way, but you know what? I'm super thrilled, super pumped, super excited for our fans about how it's all going to go down this next year.
And a couple of those guys said they felt the energy of employees top to bottom as they walked in. I imagine that was exciting.
That definitely feels good to me. I'm glad that's the energy. I'm glad they're excited to be here, and I think it bodes well for our season.
Paul was actually pretty nice to her, you know, and listen, I would imagine as a fan, you echo Amy's sentiments.
Sure.
How could you not?
Yeah. How could you not? You wanted to see the ability to go out there and make some moves that maybe you didn't think were going to be able to happen. And I think they made two of those. I didn't see Calvin Ridley.
Nope. Nobody saw that
coming in. And even though the L'Jarius Sneed rumors were there from the beginning, I just had a hard time believing
right.
The Titans were going to be able to pull it off for a pretty good price, quite frankly. Not only the contract, now it's probably top 10. It is top 10 money cornerback-wise in the NFL, but he is without a doubt a top 10 corner. And how many times have the Titans had a guy like that? I'm not so sure they have ever had a top 10 corner, to be quite honest, at this level where...
Yeah. You Alteron Verner made the Pro Bowl one year.
But
that was one year.
This guy's an all-pro corner.
Right,
and
exactly.
he shut down two elite receivers in the Super Bowl last year, and mm-hmm. Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard not to like what's going on. They like I said, they still got money to spend. If there's something out there, I think safety is a position they'll want to look at, but...
Yeah, don't you think after the June 1st, cuts and salary cap relief period, they could dip back into that market again and grab a couple of more guys?
Yeah, and there's stuff they can do there, but I think you heard her say at the end there, bringing in players is great, but I think she just wanted to maybe shuffle around kind of the mood around the place.
Yes.
And I think that's happened.
You nailed it. You nailed it. You 100% nailed it. Listen, here's the thing about Amy Adams Strunk that I respect. You know, she wants things done a certain way, and she is not afraid to make a move to get things, you know, to her liking, right? Hey, Mike Vrabel, this is the deal. Rand's going to be in charge, or he's going to have a lot of say in what we do. Oh, you're not down with it? Okay, you're gone. You know, Brian Callahan, can you work with Rand Carthon? You can? Great, you're hired. Here we go. Rand? You're now executive vice president and general manager. You're in charge of the coaching staff. You're in charge of building the roster. Go.
Right.
And look what's happened so far. I mean, like I said, we've been saying it all week. We have to see it on the field. They have to win. It does not matter. You know, you don't win Super Bowls in April.
And at the beginning.
In March.
At the beginning of the John Robinson and the Mike Vrabel era, I felt like it was kind of like this, where there was some collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, John Robinson, I want to get a guy for you and Mike Vrabel. I want to bring in a guy like a Julio Jones. I want to bring in a guy like Jadeveon Clowney. And then I don't know what happened. That's a book that I hope gets written down the road. I'd love to kind of maybe find out what happened there. But it was spoiled milk at a St. Thomas Sports Park.
I mean, it's just
been a lot better now.
It feels different. Like walking in, you know, when I was there, when the free agents that they signed were formally introduced and they made them available, just walking into that building, everything just felt different. I always just felt like with Vrabel there, and also felt that way when Wisenhunt was the coach, everybody was walking on eggshells. Now it just feels like almost like an 800-pound has been lifted, you know, 800-pound plate has been lifted off that organization. And this is no disrespect to Mike Vrabel as a coach.
Right.
As a coach. A terrific coach. You know what I mean? But you know, I think Amy wanted a different kind of vibe in the building. You feel me?
I'm with you. And it's something that I know I wasn't totally behind it at first.
You lost your damn mind.
Okay? I did. I'll be the first
bless
to.
Bless your heart, man. You lost your damn mind.
Right. And it's, I can say now it has worked out at this point. Just, I felt like at the beginning we were just being a little too rash. And, I was wrong. And here I am saying they're wrong. So it's
well,
like,
hey, you know what? Personal growth. Fair play to you.
Credit to me for saying
fair play to you.
Yes. So, but you're right. Something needed to happen, and I was convinced that. And part of me was kind of looking at what everybody else is saying.
Right.
All the talking heads on TV. Mike Vrabel's going to be the number one candidate for every coaching job, and he is about as involved as the head coach in this league as I am right now.
The music stopped, and he couldn't find a chair.
Yep.
So you know, I don't know what that says. I'm not going to speculate. You know, but. I'm just saying. Not saying. I'm just saying. All right, Predators fans, where are you? 615-844-5600. This is your day. Hockey fans always talk about, they don't talk about enough about hockey on sports talk radio. More hockey talk. I get that all the time. Why don't you talk hockey? We're talking hockey. We want to know, what are you thinking about your team right now? How far can they go? Is this going to be one of those special years like we saw in 2017? Kind of feels like it. 615-844-5600. Your phone calls until the top of the hour. WNSR.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is reminding listeners that every 2 seconds, someone in the U.S. needs blood. Giving equals living, so please consider donating blood today. This message is brought to you by The Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427, 931-801-5427. And also visit the LSCO.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel downtown is at the heart of Music City. Located within walking distance of the Country Music Hall of Fame, Bar Lines at the Omni is your downtown honky-tonk destination. Watch your team from any seat on their plentiful HD TVs and catch a live show on the Bar Lines stage featuring live music 7 days a week. Bar Lines has the ultimate Southern comfort food. Get started with classic fried green tomatoes or bourbon barbecue wings. Then it's on to the massive Smashville double stack or the world famous Bar Lines grinder. Oh, you've never heard of the Bar Lines grinder? Two kinds of cheese, lettuce, Dijon, smoked turkey, smoked bacon, smoked ham. Now that's some smoke you want. Local brews and local spirits are on tap at Bar Lines. Take a seat on the patio outside and soak up the rhythm of Music City. Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. The package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance. Competitive pay with weekly paychecks and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. It's StarLeasing.com to learn more.
It's
JB and the General.
Really, I'd say if a move isn't made within the next 48 hours after the season's conclusion, maybe that's your answer.
I agree. If this is not immediate, because it shouldn't have to be anything Candace has to think about. You know, she should be all in one way or the other. He's coming back or he's gone. Like, that decision should already be made. I think that's what you're saying, right?
Yes.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR. You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
On a Wednesday, Nashville Predators refuse to lose. Starting to feel like 2017, folks. Well, 2017 actually was different, right? Because they barely got into the playoffs. They were the last team to qualify for the playoffs. And I just remember they swept the Chicago Blackhawks, which nobody saw coming. You know, they pounded out a series against the St. Louis Blues. And then, of course, they beat the Anaheim Ducks in the Western Conference Final. You know, they were a team that kind of, you know, slumped their way into the playoffs or slinked their way into the playoffs. I'm failing at finding the right word here. But, you know, and then just got absolutely scorching hot. And we've seen that from teams. But, you know, the way this team is playing right now, the momentum and energy that they're going to bring into the playoffs, it makes them a very, very dangerous team. And again, I've been saying it, you know, whoever draws them in the first round, you got to be a little nervous, because this team is, as well as they're playing, they're still kind of playing with house money because they're ahead of schedule right now with what Trotsky and Brunette want to do. They're way ahead of schedule.
At least a year or two by some margin. And it's, and they got a little bit of everything, John. We've talked about it. They've got the veteran leadership that have kind of experienced the playoffs before. So,
I mean, a guy like Ryan O'Reilly. A guy that won a Stanley Cup and was a Conn Smythe winner. I mean, that's, you know, that's huge.
And they also got the youth to, really, they don't know any better. Say adversity strikes in the first round and they just go, well, we're just going to keep playing hockey.
Yeah, right? All right, whatever.
It is just another game for us.
Oh, now, we're two games to none? Okay, well, we'll just keep playing.
And it's valuable kind of games that will matter for them here in the next couple of years, because although there's pressure for themselves that they want to go out there and win a series and see if they can't make some noise here in the postseason, but in terms of real expectations outside of the quote-unquote building, I mean, even though with the streak, I would say there's still very little to none in terms of expectations and pressure to advance into the first round, make some real noise. Of course, they want to do it themselves, but I think they're in a great position right now. We've talked about it. It's almost a free hit for them this season, kind of how they progress throughout the spring months here coming up. So it's an exciting team that's got a lot of different weapons they can throw at teams. And like many good hockey teams in the postseason, they're hot and they believe they can do just about anything at this point.
Yeah, well, Preds fans, we'd love to hear from you. 615-844-5600. We'll be taking your Preds calls throughout the day. We gotta get Mace back on the show. Maybe Lindsey Rowley, Kara Hammer. Yeah. You know, all the crew at Bally's. They do a great job there. They really do. It's an enjoyable watch watching the Preds games on Bally Sports. They do a really good job. All right. So Ohtani spoke. Was it yesterday or the day before?
The day before.
Yeah. We touched on it briefly. What do you make of what he had to say?
Well, I think he's very fortunate that he isn't necessarily fluent in the English language, because, I mean, all he really can say is that I had no knowledge of it, and I did not bet on baseball, and I did not bet on sports, and I had no knowledge of $4 million missing from my account.
How could you not know? Like I said yesterday, I could be Jeff Bezos. I could be, you know, Warren Buffett. I could be the guy from Twitter whose name I won't mention because he messed up my Twitter handle. I blame him for that.
He who shall not be named.
I could have billions in the bank, but if $4.5 million goes missing from my account, I'm going to know about it. I'm going to feel it. You know, so I don't know what to make of this. I mean, it's just bad timing because the baseball season is getting ready to get started this weekend. Tomorrow, actually, I believe, is opening day around Major League Baseball. And so, although we had those couple of games in Korea with the Dodgers and the Padres, you know, the timing of this couldn't be worse because Major League Baseball has become, it's not a national sport anymore. You know, it's been known as the national pastime. You know, football has more than overtaken baseball, but it's, you know, it's become more of a, like a regional sport now. And I know Manfred wants to go back to the glory days of like the 80s and 90s when baseball was pretty much on top or at least tied with football as like a passion. Like, you know, I just remember, Patton, in the 80s and 90s, you knew a little something about every team.
Sure.
Now I know my team, the Yankees, and I know, you know, a little bit about some of the, you know, my team's division rivals. But other than that, man, you know, you don't have that widespread appeal. And Ohtani was a guy that was going to bring not only widespread appeal in this country, but all over the world. This guy's an international superstar. Like, he is like what Messi is. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because of his appeal outside of the United States. And, you know, he signs this ridiculous contract with the Dodgers, and he's going to be the face of baseball, really, for the next decade. And now this is hanging over his head.
Well, and you tell me, John, I mean, if this didn't happen, he probably has a real chance to become the greatest, arguably, ever.
Absolutely. A power hitter who's, you know, can pitch to a sub-4 ERA.
And is likely to maybe win one or two World Series here with these juggernaut Los Angeles
Greedy
Dodgers.
Greedy pig Dodgers. Although Yamamoto's first start didn't exactly...
It did not happen well. Yeah, I'm interested to see what Jim thinks about this, John, because...
Speaking of Jim...
We will have him on 10:05. He will join us. Just got back.
Jimmy White from TennesseeTitans.com, exactly. Senior writer, editor.
Got back from the owner's meeting, so we'll talk about all the Titans' moves. Want to ask him about Snead, I don't think, John, because it's not official yet, but everything else is on the table.
It's all in how you word it. You could say, Jim, it's been reported that Ladarius Snead has been traded to the Titans. So, you know, if assuming that is true, what do you expect from him? So that's the key right there. Who we got on the line?
Got Doug.
Well, Doug, hold on through the break. We'll be right back.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Attention business owners. WNSR has some exciting opportunities for your business to thrive in the dynamic world of sports radio advertising. As the proud home of some of your favorite sports teams like the Atlanta Braves, Memphis Grizzlies, and more, we understand the power of sports in bringing people together and creating a passionate community. We believe that your business can become an integral part of this experience, reaching a diverse and engaged audience. Contact the WNSR sales team for an opportunity to discuss how Nashville's sports radio can elevate your brand to new heights. Whether you're interested in a specific sponsorship package or would like a customized solution, we are here to meet your advertising needs. Call 615-844-1039. 615-844-1039 or email saleswnsr@gmail.com. That's saleswnsr@gmail.com.
Gas, groceries, utilities, you name it, the price of everything is going up. And if you're stuck in a bad timeshare with rising maintenance fees, the financial burden can be crushing. It is time to get your finances in order and get the real facts about that timeshare that you are stuck in and your options to get rid of it. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has been helping families out of horrible timeshares for over 10 years and has put together a complete timeshare exit information kit that he will send you absolutely free. To date, over 30,000 families have trusted Wesley Financial Group to help them out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. Get the facts about how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Simply call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit and see how you can become timeshare free. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. Once again, 800-462-3333.
And now, the fine folks at FMR Construction Services are on the air proudly saluting the brave men and women of our U.S. military, both past and present. Thank you. This message is courtesy of FMR Construction Services, your certified pros. For commercial and residential roofing, general contracting, and painting needs, call FMR Construction Services today at 615-788-7662. 615-788-7662.
Atlanta Braves baseball is back, and the battle for a seventh straight division title is officially on.
Stretching the pitch.
Swung on, lifted left field. That might get out of here. That's in the bullpen. Home run, Sean Murphy.
Thursday afternoon, it's opening day for your Atlanta Braves as they open the 2024 season on the road in Philadelphia.
Pregame coverage begins at 1:50 on your home for Atlanta Braves baseball, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Go. You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
Go, Dougie. It's your birthday. We go to party like it's your birthday. Is it your birthday, Doug? Dougie Fresh?
I'm afraid you missed it by about 60 days.
Darn it! That was, the timing of that would have been beautiful. Hi, Doug. How are you?
Hey, morning, Ben. Doing fine, but John, I don't go against you much.
Okay,
but on Mr. Ohtani,
yeah,
I've got to give him a pass, and I'll give you two reasons why. It's pretty obvious.
Go right ahead.
Okay, well, I'll give you three. He cares as much about the $4 million with the kind of money he makes as you do about those four pennies that are on your passenger seat.
Mm-hmm.
That's what kind of money he makes.
True.
The other thing is he's the perfect person to hoodwink. He only knows what you tell him, and he can't read numbers. He can't speak English. So how would he know the person that interprets?
Dude, you got to know. Doug, I love you, but you got to know.
The person that interprets for him is the person that got it. Who else did he trust? Who else told him information? Answer those questions. I'm listening.
Thanks, Doug.
Who else?
I'll
hang up and listen, man. Thanks.
Thanks, Doug. I don't know. Patton, you want to take that one?
Yeah. I, like you, love Doug. I just can't. Ohtani has to have some sort of, like me, John, I've got U.S. Bank app on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to have something like that on there, and he's got to check it.
I mean, if something screwy happens with your account, don't you get like a little notification right. alert? Like, you know,
hey, you just transferred $4 million yeah. into an account that isn't yours.
Right, right. It seems a little suspicious. You know, are we wrong? If not, you know, if we're wrong, just ignore this message and it'll be fine. But if we're right, call this number immediately.
Now, maybe Ohtani is the most naive person in the universe, then this ought to change that. But, boy, I don't know. It's hard to prove against them, John. That's the one thing you can't say. It's hard to prove that he knew unless there's some sort of paper trail behind it where he's getting money from the bookie or he's getting money deposited from his interpreter. I think that would have came out by now. I'd be pretty surprised if it hadn't. So I don't see anything happening from this, but it's kind of one of those wink, wink, nod, nod where, come on, you had to have known something. You had to have known before just now.
I just think it's one of those situations where he was doing his buddy a solid. His buddy probably came to him and was like, listen, man, I'm into it deep, and they're going to, you know,
they're going to chop my hands
right,
off.
Right, I'm going to end up at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean if you don't help me out. And Ohtani was probably like, "All right, bro, I'll help you out. Here's $4.5 million. Get whole." But then Ohtani's people probably told him, "Hey, that's not a good look. You know, sports gambling's not legal in the state of California, yep. And these are illegal bookmakers. You don't want to be involved in this." All right, well, Yeah. Sorry, I changed my story. He stole the money. And again, I keep asking, if this guy stole the money, is he going to press charges? Is this guy going to go to jail?
Haven't heard any police reports just yet.
I don't know. Like I said, you know, this is the last thing the office of the commissioner wants with the season getting ready to start. I mean, first of all, let's talk about that. The season's starting. In parts of the country, it is too early to start the baseball season. Like, the Mets are supposed to open against the Brewers tomorrow in Queens at Citi Field. The forecast, there's a 98% chance of rain and high winds tomorrow. Now, what they do is, obviously, they schedule the home opener, then they schedule a day off afterwards in case there's bad weather that cancels the opener. You can just play it the next day. But still, I mean, even if people go on Friday, it's supposed to be clear, but it's only going to be like in the low 50s, high wind. People are going to be bundled up watching baseball. You know, start the season in a dome stadium or in a warmer weather climate. Don't start the season in the Northeast.
Like our Atlanta Braves, John.
Yes, we are the home of Atlanta Braves baseball all summer long. As they go for, did I hear that right? A seventh straight division title? That is remarkable. All right, straight ahead, we will talk to Jimmy Wyatt, senior writer, editor for TennesseeTitans.com. Get his thoughts on some of the offseason moves and everything going on with the two-tone blue. And then who do we have at 1025?
Joey Dwyer. From
80sports.com. You're the man. You're a booking machine, Patrick Cook.
Oh, God, thank you.
Stick around. Hour number two coming straight at you.
I'm Sherry Preston. The investigation into what happened with that cargo ship that slammed into the Key Bridge in Baltimore has only really just begun. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg telling ABC News that the NTSB is taking the lead on the details while his agency focuses on how to make existing bridges safer.
As times have changed, as bridge designs have been modernized, each generation of bridges is more resilient than the last. One of the reasons why we put such a focus on roads and bridges in President Biden's infrastructure plan is to make sure that we have the strongest possible infrastructure.
Six people presumed to have been killed in the Baltimore collapse. Some supply chain management companies say there will be repercussions and Americans should expect shortages after the collapse. Another pause in the enforcement of SB 4, the Texas law that would let police and sheriff's deputies arrest those they think are in the country illegally. A three-judge panel for the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals keeping the law on hold. This is ABC News.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Fun is in full bloom, Tennessee, and the multiplier instant games are buzzing in. These colorful tickets offer chances to multiply your wins 10, 20, 50, and even 100 times. It's a beautiful day for bigger and bigger prizes, and they're ripe for the picking right now. Find the multiplier instant games today at your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
You enjoy the thrill of gambling, but what happens when it becomes a problem? Whether you want to cut back or quit gambling altogether, the Gambling Clinic has been helping people change their gambling for over two decades. We're here to help, not to judge. The Gambling Clinic is a Tennessee-based clinic offering in-person and telehealth support to help people win back their life. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Welcome back for the second hour of JB and the General, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Call or text into the show right now, 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
Hour number two of our radio program, JB and the General, John Burton, Patton Cook, inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. WNSR, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. He is friend of show. He is Nashville's own. He is the senior writer, editor for TennesseeTitans.com. The great Jimmy Wyatt joins us. Jimmy, good morning. What's up with your boy out in L.A., man? Is he in trouble?
I don't think so. I think he's just, I think he sounds like it's a big misunderstanding there. His interpreter, I can't understand how his interpreter had access to his funds. I mean, that's the biggest thing that's been troubling to me, is that his interpreter have access to $4.5 million. I know that as close as you and Patton are working together, and I know you probably got millions in your bank account, I can't imagine that Patton is able to send money from your bank account.
Some friend he is, right, debt. Jimmy? I mean, what's going on here?
Yeah. So.
All right, well, there's that. And then Yamamoto, not so good in his first outing.
Yeah, well, I've talked about the Padres a lot. Every once in a while, the blind squirrel will find a nut every once in a while. So,
little brother, right, Jimmy?
Yeah, that's right. So the Padres, Dodgers got so tired of running the bases and scoring the day before. I guess they just had an off day.
Oh, my God. You're starting to sound like me as a Yankee fan. Anyway, Jimmy, wow. You know what? The theme for the spring has been Ran is cooking, although there was an idiot on Instagram that feels like he's not doing a good job and he only got hired because he's black. We'll probably get into that at some point. But how would you assess the job that Rand Carthon has done so far this offseason in the free agency market?
Well, I think he's done great. I mean, he's brought a lot of excitement, to this fan base and to the organization, just with the players this team has acquired. I mean, you go out and get, one of the top centers in Lloyd Cushenberry, you get one of the top, receivers in Calvin Ridley. Tony Pollard, I think, is going to be a great complement, to Tajay Spears. In the secondary, you've changed the look completely of what you had in the past, bringing in Chido. I can just call him Chido instead of Chidobe. Just call him Chido.
Chidobe Awuzie.
Yeah. Bring him in. Legarius Sneed deal hadn't been announced, but you got two really good corners there, and then upgraded at the backup quarterback spot with Mason Rudolph, and mm-hmm. then signed some other guys in Kenneth Murray and Sebastian Joseph Day, who are going to come in and compete. So same as say Sadiq Charles. So I mean, that's a pretty good group of players. In addition to re-signing
some of your own. So I think he's done well. I talked to him at the owners' meetings. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like you know, in a game, you probably the plays you don't make are the ones that probably bother you the most when you look back at it. And he admitted, hey, we wanted to keep Danico Autry, we wanted to keep Aziz Alshire, and then couldn't do it. And so he hated that, but you know, he said you pivot, and I think by pivoting they got Ridley, and so great juggling act, and you know, team's a lot better. Still work to do, but I think reason to be optimistic.
You know, it's funny you mentioned the fact that the excitement among the fan base, except for that one guy on Instagram. But anyway, I'm sure you get all kinds of crazy stuff in your mailbag as well. But you can speak to this more than Patton and I can, you being in the building. And this is no disrespect to anybody that was there previously. But it feels like when I walked into the building, you know, that day that they, introduced some of the free agents they signed, just walking in that building, it felt different. Does it feel different walking into work every day in that building? It just feels like there's a new energy. Am I off base on this?
No, I think that's true. And I will say, anytime you've got change and you've got, you feel like you're starting over to some degree, that naturally things come with that. But I think, you know, the way Rand handles things in the building, from kind of a relationship building standpoint, to the way Brian Callahan kind of approaches his job, and a very approachable, exciting young guy with a vision, I think, that is exciting for people. You know, the staff is different. I mean, some guys I see now, and obviously Tracy Rocker and Frank Bush and Steve Jackson, some guys are back, but it's a new feel here because there is so many people coming together because they believe that that this is a pairing that's going to get this team over the hump. And I do feel like the feeling in the building is different. And, why that is, I mean, people can certainly come up with their own theories. Mike Vrabel had some success here, but, it's been a rough stretch here since winning a playoff game in the 2019 season. This team lost a lot of games and missed on some opportunities, and we've seen the core of what was a really special team now go away. And now is a new day, and I think people are excited about it, and I think you can sense that.
Jim, the secondary has pretty much been revamped at this point, other than Amani Hooker and Roger McCreary. Do you feel like they place more of an emphasis on the secondary in the coming years than they do the defensive line, which they really haven't addressed other than Sebastian, who they signed a couple days ago?
Kick his ass, Seabass, baby.
Yeah. Well, I think that they knew it's a position they had to get better at. I mean, it's there's no question about that, and they're not going to completely go away from because I think you still feel like you got to be really good in the trenches, and you got to be good up front, and lost a really good player in Danico Autry that you got to figure out a way to replace him. But secondary play hasn't been good enough, and you've had some guys that have had trouble staying on the field from a health standpoint. I think you want to build a team that's physical and tough and aggressive on defense. And I think the guys that they identified in Chidobe and Legere Sneed are two guys that fit that bill. We'll see what happens from here as far as the way the rest of it shakes out. But, yeah, I mean, the thing now is you've got guys that can cover, and it takes, it should make life better for the defensive linemen because they have a chance to get to the quarterback, and because guys are not going to be open and they're not going to have space where the quarterback feels like he can, get rid of the ball quickly. So, I mean, I think that is key. And, I think this group, I think those two, and again, I think McCreary's up and coming. I think the Titans have a chance to have one of the best secondaries they've had since this team's been in Tennessee with these guys.
We had a question on our text line the other day, Jim, about Has there been another period where the Titans have been more aggressive in free agency than they have this year? Is it just because they have more money, or do you believe the mentality is different under Rand Carthon, maybe under other GMs here?
Well, no question having money has something to do with it. I mean, I'm sure, you know, people that have been here before, whether it's the previous GMs or previous head coaches, probably look and say, well, heck, why didn't we do this when I was when I was around? And so, I mean, and part of the reason is because this team has as much cap room and money to spend as it's ever had entering an off season. And but you've got to be able to, you know, utilize that, and you've got to have a plan, and you've got to be able to identify players that you want. You got to get them, and I think that's where the Titans have done a good job is knowing that, yeah, we're going to have some money to spend in free agency, and knowing that the team has needs that need to be filled, and then going out and getting guys that you target. And again, Pollard, I think, is one of the top running backs available.
Mm-hmm.
And you got him early, right at the start. Cushenberry, I think most people regarded him as one of the top centers available, and targeted him, got him early. Cheeto, same way. I mean, and obviously the Brian Callahan pass with him in Cincinnati helped. I mean, Cheeto said that himself. He got him. And it's crazy how the Ridley deal developed, because I don't think the Titans, I mean, the Titans.
Nobody saw that coming, Jimmy,
yeah,
right?
They were eyeing him, and they were aware that he was out there. But when they lost out on Autry and lost out on Aziz and had money available at a time when he was trying to make a decision, they turned up the heat on to get him. I mean, they had a pro day schedule for Georgia that day that they canceled. Rand said he didn't want to be caught in the air and out of pocket when mm-hmm. something was going down. They got involved with him and his agent. They called the player, got him on the phone, convinced him that this was the place he wanted to be, that they wanted him to be and where he should be, and they got him. So, yeah, I mean, I think obviously it starts with having money to spend, but it being able to execute the plan and get guys who fit and that want to be here is a big part of it too.
Jimmy, we played an interview yesterday with Brian Callahan and Kevin Clark, who works for ESPN, of course, and he mentioned, Brian did, about with Calvin Ridley, how they're going to kind of use him the same way he did with Ja'Marr Chase in Cincinnati. How do you envision how the Titans will use him, and how big of a luxury will that be for Will Levis in a big year for him in year two?
Well, I think what's good is that, you know, not just Ridley, but Hopkins, you know, those guys, and I talked to Hopkins at the owners meeting as well. You know, yeah, you can move Ridley around and try to get him in good matchups and make it difficult for defenses to defend him. But also you got a guy in DeAndre Hopkins who's capable of moving around the field as well. So they're both kind of interchangeable, and obviously having Ridley around is going to help DeAndre's game, who I thought played really well last year, and having, you know, and vice versa. It's going to help, you know, it's going to help Ridley, obviously, having a guy like Hopkins who generates a lot of attention still. So, no, it's exciting. And I haven't given up on Treylon Burks. I don't think anybody around here has given up on Treylon Burks. So, I mean, if he can develop and not have the pressure on him, which he's not going to, that's a good player, I think, still with a lot to prove and a lot of potential. You know, Brian Callahan talked about how much he likes Cal Phillips, intrigued by him, NWI's coming back. I mean, this team has some pretty good players at that position, and I think it's going to be exciting to kind of see how things play out. What's going to be exciting is to watch one-on-ones in training camp, I mean, because we just got to be talking about the corners and the talent there, and now we've got receivers who are exciting. I mean, practices should be fun watching these guys compete.
Jimmy White is our guest, senior writer, editor from Titans, TennesseeTitans.com. I keep wanting to say TitansOnline.com, But Ashley reprimanded me that one day at practice, and so I don't want to anger her. She's great. Shout out to Ashley. Jimmy, obviously, a lot of this this off season is dedicated to building around and furthering the development of Will Levis. Obviously, he's going to have learn a new offense with Callahan's offense this year. So, you know, there could be some learning curves there, that kind of thing. Young coaching staff, but what do you think reasonable expectations should be for Levis? In year two of his career and basically year one as a starter, you know, start to finish.
Yeah, and I'm actually writing a story on Levis right now.
How about that?
I'm kind of in the middle of it. I'll probably finish it up here and post it within the next 30 minutes. So, and it's based off talking to Brian and talking to Rand just about him. I thought Brian Callahan said it best, is he played just enough to kind of learn lessons during his rookie season. And now he can't wait to work with him because he's so hungry to be good. And, the team has surrounded him with better players, you know, whether that's, you know, Ridley, Pollard, you know, Cushenberry, still some work to do up front. I mean, you got to be able to protect them. And I think obviously there's still work, you know, still going to be additions up front to help them. But, you know, to have a guy who's hungry to be good, who has the physical ability to be good and the mindset of a really competitive player who wants to win, and now a team that's been around him, I think, yeah, he's got a chance to make a big leap this year. You know, somebody asked me, you know, hey, is there any chance, you know, the Titans could surprise everybody and take one of these quarterbacks early since they're picking at 7? I said, no. I mean, Levis is their guy. I mean, they've done everything this offseason to make that clear to him, informing him of all the moves that they're making, keeping him in the loop, you know, encouraging him, talking to him about the playbook and getting on the same page. So, I mean, he's their guy, and he knows that. And I think he's got a chance to really establish himself next year. And you got to stay healthy. I mean, that's the one thing. And when I talked to him last, it was the Super Bowl, said he was felt as healthy as he has in a long time. Because he dealt with so much stuff at the beginning of last year in Minnesota when he was dealing with the quad, I think. So I'm anxious to see what things look like for him when the practices start.
Well, Jimmy, we'll get you out of here with this. I know you've been focused on the Titans, but you're Nashville born and raised. How about what the Predators have been doing?
It's incredible. Like, they can't lose. I know that there was a stretch there as this season was playing out early where you're probably going to have to make some decisions, you know, at the trade deadline about how you're going to approach things moving forward. And then they started winning, and obviously that kind of changes your approach on things. And they didn't stop. I mean, it's just every night they're finding ways to win. They're scoring a lot of goals. And now entering a conversation as being maybe one of the teams to beat, playing their best hockey at the right time of the year. So pretty cool. I mean, I'm not going to pretend to be a hockey expert.
Mm-hmm.
I did when I was working the Tennessean, get a chance to cover the Predators for a couple of years. John Glennon had to teach me the rules of hockey. I had to buy a Hockey for Dummies book. Growing up in the South, I didn't know anything about hockey, but I was around it from in 99 and 2000 as a backup to John, and Dave Beauclair helped me during that time too. And I learned, you know, kind of had a great respect for Barry Trotz during that time because he's such a nice guy and mm-hmm. such a good coach, and now he's obviously back in a different role. So I'll always root for the Preds because of what a good guy Barry Trotz is, and just because it's great for Nashville when the sports teams are doing well.
Well, Jimmy, we appreciate the time and the knowledge as always, my friend. Have a great day, all right?
Okay, sounds good. And don't let, make sure you don't get any of that, don't let Patton wire any of your money.
Yeah, we have an agreement here. Yes. I stay away from his bank account, he stays away from mine. Yes. So we should be good.
That's smart.
Thanks,
okay,
Jimmy.
Thanks, Jimmy. Guy.
Okay.
All right. Always great to talk to Jimmy Wyatt. Our cavalcade of stars continues after the break, does it not, Patton?
Yes. Joey Dwyer from VaneySports.com will break down Vanderbilt basketball's new head coaching hire coming up.
Straight ahead on WNSR.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Get 50% off site-wide and save on mouthwatering favorites today. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale, where you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. And when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big, beefy burgers, and so much more. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor and endless value. Every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Simply go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale today. And don't forget to use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. Hurry, because this deal won't last long. Kickstart your spring grilling today. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code LIFT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFT.
Childress Collision Center is proudly saluting all of our first responders for their service. This message is brought to you by family-owned and operated Childress Collision Center. From a scratch or a dent to a full collision repair and expert paint matching, trust Childress Collision Center. Stop on by 1108 8th Avenue South in Nashville or call 615-266-4441. 615-266-4441. That's Childress Collision Center. They're people who care.
It's a Bill King Show.
If I ever told you my disdain for spring games, they are useless, they are irrelevant, they are not representative of a real college football game, nor does it tell you what you need to be looking out for once your team gets on the field for fall games that do count, that do go in the record books, and do mean something.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
Welcome back to JB and the General, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, live from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Just had our guy Jimmy Wyatt on, friend of show, and we are now joined by another friend of show. He's now starting to become a regular here on this show.
I was going to say, moving up the power rankings
sure
for guests on the JB and the General show, is he not?
Absolutely. Joey Dwyer joining us now, covers all Vandy sports, baseball, football, basketball for VandySports.com. Joey, how's it going? We got ourselves a head coach.
Yeah, it's going well. Thank you guys for having me back. Glad to be upgraded to friend of the show. I know that's a big accomplishment in your guys' book.
That's a feather in your cap, young man.
Right, absolutely.
You will now be on our payroll officially here.
That's right.
Doubled.
Actually, yeah, we're going to give him a 20% raise.
Correct.
20% of nothing is nothing.
Beautiful. Exactly. So that check will be in the mail here soon. All right, Joey, let's just go ahead and dive right into it. Mark Byington was announced a couple days ago as Vanderbilt's new head coach. What should fans know about a Mark Byington program?
I think they're going to be very different. And that's what I'm going to ask him about tomorrow at the introductory presser. It's kind of like, what are the staples of your program? But from the looks of it, they're going to get up and down. They're going to run. They're going to shoot threes. And on defense, the word I always hear with him is disruptive. And it feels like that's kind of a microcosm of what they do. They're going to try to get the ball out of the better players' hands on the other team. They're going to try to force turnovers, get out in transition. And I think they're going to play really hard. They played really hard this year. And I think that's kind of a testament to the culture he built at James Madison. And if a couple of the guys that are in the portal from James Madison end up at Vanderbilt, I think that's another testament to what he's built there and his relationship with his players. So it seems like this is going to be a much, much different team than Vanderbilt has had in the past few years. I think it's more reminiscent to the teams Vanderbilt had before Bryce Drew, and I don't know if that's necessarily a bad thing, guys.
How would you describe the hire? Is it a home run? Is it safe?
Is it
risky?
Meh?
How would you describe it, in your opinion?
What I said was I think I would give it a B+. I don't know how it necessarily fits into any of those categories, but I do think it's kind of a hire that maybe a ton of high majors weren't after Byington. I think West Virginia was certainly after him. But I think the ceiling here is higher than people probably realize. But I don't know that he's Dusty May or a guy like that. I think there may have been candidates I would have chosen over him on the board. But the more you hear about him and the more you hear him talk, I think the more confident you get in what he's trying to build. And I think a lot of people have really talked themselves into the hire. So I think the floor can be high, especially if they can have a good portal cycle this year. And from what I've heard, they're going to back him with some NIL and get him a chance. And I think that's the biggest thing with a Vanderbilt coach is just, is their infrastructure good enough to give him a chance? And for Stack, I think at times it wasn't, and at times it was. But I think if they can have Byington have resources behind him early, then he really has a chance to have a decent roster next year and has a chance to elevate this program to where it hasn't gone in a while. And I think I'm more optimistic it can go there after the last few days than I was in a long time.
Mm. Joey, kind of a two-parter here. The coaching search, we heard a lot of names. Chris Mack, Bucky McMillan. You mentioned Dusty May, who apparently Vanderbilt was seriously in on. First, would you describe it that Vanderbilt turned away Chris Mack and Bucky McMillan? Did they want the job? And two, kind of what was this coaching search like? Because the amount of names we heard, it sounds like they did their due diligence.
My boss described the coaching search as a soap opera for grown men, and I think it lived up to it. There was one day last week I got 10 phone calls, and I think every single phone call brought up a new name. And I'm like, are we freaking kidding me? I think we really started to hear Byington the night before. Danny Sprinkle was out there a lot, but we were, I think, hearing a little more Byington and Sprinkle. I think it was a somewhat well-ran search. I think there were some places that they could have done better, but I also think it was generally pretty solid. I mean, they offered good candidates the job, and they got a candidate that I think some people will be happy with. May, I know, was a guy that they were really in on, and I think they felt good about. Mack, I do think, wanted the job, and I think McMillan wanted it as well. I don't know really what happened with Mack. I hear conflicting things on that, so I'm going to hold off on commenting there. But I do think it was a pretty well-ran search generally, and I think they got a candidate that is what they need at this time. I think to win at Vanderbilt nowadays, you have to be a culture builder, which it seems like he is, especially if we'll know that if a few of his guys go in the portal with him. And I think you have to play that style at Vanderbilt to win nowadays. You have to be disruptive defensively. You have to get up and down, you have to shoot threes, and you have to have guys who want to play in that offense. And it feels like that is an offense guys want to play in. I don't think guys love playing in Stack's offense just because of how many sets there were and kind of how restricted it was at times. But it also isn't Bryce Drew's offense to where they're going up there and it looks like they don't have a plan sometimes. I think there's a nice mix of freedom, but also we're going to run stuff and get guys open looks. And I think it's something that guys want to play in. Obviously, this is way different than your question, but it's just interesting to talk about.
Yeah. Joey Dwyer is our guest, RandySports.com. Joey, we understand Casey Alexander was also interviewed for his job. In your mind, was he a serious candidate, or was Vanderbilt just kind of doing him a solid?
I think serious-ish. Okay. I don't know that he was on the top of the list, but I think he was given a chance. And but I think Byington and May and a few others were still ahead of him by.
So it sounds like one of those things where he would really have to knock their socks off in the interview for them to get them to pivot and consider him like more serious than serious-ish. Correct?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know fully.
Yeah.
The process or anything going on there, but that's just kind of the sense I got. I didn't talk to anybody in the AD specifically about that, but that's kind of the sense I got.
It's funny you mentioned Bryce Drew. How many people have reached out to you, you know, with the success that he had this year at Grand Canyon, winning an NCAA tournament game? Oh, we never should have gotten rid of Bryce Drew. See, look what he's done.
Luckily for me, not a ton, because I wasn't around back then.
Right.
But the amount of arguments I see on Twitter about Bryce Drew is unreal.
No, I can only imagine.
Been 5 years. Like, wow, this is unreal.
Might be time
we're
to move
still
on.
Arguing about this. But I mean, I get it. I think he's doing a good job at Grand Canyon.
Sure.
I think he's a good coach generally. I just don't think that he deserved to keep his job at Vanderbilt. And that can be said. Like,
bro, you can't go 0-19 and expect to keep your job, right?
Right. Like, you can be a good fit somewhere, or you can be a good coach and not be successful enough somewhere to keep your job, but then you can succeed elsewhere, and it doesn't mean it was the wrong move. And I think that's kind of where it's at. I think Vanderbilt made the right move there, but also that doesn't mean Bryce Drew is never going to get another big job, and it doesn't mean he can't succeed there either.
You mentioned Byington being a good culture builder, and obviously that's important, but you know, Pat and I have been talking about it the past few days. We've had you on to talk about it. Just the fact that Stack didn't really wrap his arms around the Vanderbilt community to the liking of a lot of people. How important is that going to be for Byington to do that, you know, when he takes over as head coach?
I think early on it's really important, and obviously you got to win to keep the fan base, but I think if he nails that presser tomorrow, I think he can really energize the fan base, and I think it's more important than ever to be able to do that because of the booster base and how much influence they have in college basketball nowadays. But yeah, I think it is important. I think he has a sense that he needs to be able to do that, and I'm sure he's talked about the administration with the administration. You look at his opening statement as a Vanderbilt coach, and he mentions the fan base, I think, two or three times. So it seems like he probably gets that that's going to be something that's important to him, and I think you're right. I think this is something that's more important now than it really ever has been.
Would you describe one of his strengths, Joey, as being able to kind of retain his roster year in, year out, which has kind of been an issue, not only here at Vanderbilt, but around the country? Would you say that's one of his strengths?
I mean, I think three of his top five guys were guys who had been there for 3 or 4 years. So I would say so. It's hard to tell because I need to dive a little bit deeper into what his rosters look like beyond this year. But yeah, I think Terrence Edwards, I mean, their best player, was there for 4 years. And that's a guy who I'm sure had people calling. He averaged 13 points a game the year before this year. And now average 17, he's going to get a ton of calls in the portal, and I think already has. But yeah, Chris, I think especially, has been beating that drum, my boss Chris, that he's done a nice job retaining players, and I don't think you run a program as successful as James Madison was the last 2 years without being able to retain guys.
One more here on basketball, and we'll ask you a little baseball. They've got a couple guys in the portal right now. Do you think kind of any of those names he would be interested in having back? I know a couple names you maybe wouldn't want to leave in the portal, but what's your expectations there?
I would handicap it at like one or two, and that's not based off any inside information. Colin Smith has gotten way better interest than I would have expected him to get, so I think that was a guy that they really had a chance with early, and I wonder what their chances look like now. I mean, Gonzaga was after him. I think Illinois was on that list, so Smith, I think, is a guy who would fit really well with what he wanted to do. And you have an advantage with him and Rivera Torres, guys who left the door open, because obviously those guys are still on campus, and you can kind of recruit them with that. I think Rivera Torres is a good fit in the offense. Whether he's going to defend enough to stay, I think, is an interesting thing. But I would guess he'll probably get one or two back. Lawrence, I think, is gone. I've heard some schools that kind of down too, so I would assume he's not back. But Smith and Rivera Torres, I think, are the two to watch. Lewis also had a offer from James Madison in high school, but I don't know where they stand on his eval at this point. I think they may be able to do better in the portal.
Joey, of course, the Vandy boys got swept this weekend. They followed up with a thrilling victory against Valpo last night.
Kind of describe it.
How do you feel like they're going to bounce back this weekend? They had a great week one. Week two was not as kind.
Yeah, week two certainly was not as kind, and a lot of it was their own doing. I think their defense was a huge issue this weekend, and it felt like it was kind of boiling up until this weekend. Like, their defense was a huge, huge issue this weekend and probably cost them five runs at least, and I think it was five in one day that it cost them, and there's probably more the other days. Last night it wasn't great either. Just finding a way to win last night, I think, was the most important thing, but it looked like they were pressing a bit, and if they're going to be successful this weekend, they're going to have to kind of be able to feed off of each other a little more in terms of the bats, and it'll be interesting on Thursday night to see who throws. I wonder if it's going to be Grayson Carter, so Holton gets a full week of rest, but yeah, it's going to be really interesting. Like, what's the mentality look like? As Lenny Acuff would say, how strong is their chin? And I guess we're going to see that this weekend.
Yeah, we had Lenny Acuff on our Sunday night sports show the other night. It was great talking with him. Joey, get your plugs in, my man. How can people follow your work?
At Joey_DWI on Twitter. Tweeted an unhealthy amount of Mark Byington stuff, and we'll continue to do that tomorrow at the intro presser. VandySports.com, we've got some Byington stuff on there, and we'll dive more into baseball now that we're done with the coaching search. We'll have a ton from the intro presser tomorrow. The YouTube channel, I think, is one of the best YouTube channels with any college beat site, so check that out. We've got pressers on there. We've got podcasts. We've got rapid reactions to every game, so make sure to check all that out. I appreciate you guys having me on, and hopefully I can continue to be a friend of the show.
Oh, absolutely. You're locked in now. Totally. It's like the mafia. When you're in this thing, you're in for life.
Yep, I've got your number, Joey. You're forever locked in.
Yeah, once you get in, there's no getting out. No. Okay?
Oh, uh-oh.
Not that I know anything about any, you know, illegal activities. I don't know nothing about that.
Ask.
You understand? Joey,
I was going to ask.
I don't know nothing about that, but I'm just saying, once you're in this thing, there's no getting out. Now, we appreciate you, my man. Have a great day, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Solid guest, man. Good job by you finding this young man.
He's been one of my more favorite people I've gotten to meet over at Lipscomb. I just kind of went up to him one day, go, hey, man, you do a great stuff for Vanderbilt. And I go, he goes, well, thanks, man. And so we just kind of exchanged numbers. And he's my Vandy insider. When I was going crazy over Jerry Stackhouse all year, I would text him, hey, heard anything?
Yeah, the hell going on?
He goes, I'm going to block you if you don't quit.
Oh, that's great. All right, your phone calls for the rest of the show, 615-844-5600. We're coming back, WNSR.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
A friend of mine just bought a new house for the first time. A new house. I mean, my wife and I'd love to own a house, so I asked him how he did it. And he smiled and he said he went to the knowledge tree. He had this happy look on his face. So I told him to tell me more. And he said, John, the lack of knowledge will keep you poor. Then he handed me a brochure. It was from Knowledge Tree Mortgage. Now I understood. And after one phone call, I understood even more. Knowledge Tree Mortgage specializes in first-time homebuyers. Folks like me who get the runaround from banks. And he got us pre-qualified. Knowledge Tree Mortgage got us our mortgage. And tomorrow, my wife and I are going to become first-time homebuyers. Here's the number, 859-9599. 859-9599. Money doesn't grow on trees. Knowledge does. Knowledge Tree Mortgage, 859-9599. 859-9599.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. That's 800-649-0142.
And now Comstock & Sons Construction is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. Please visit DAV.org and consider donating to the disabled U.S. veterans who need our help. This message is brought to you by Comstock & Sons Construction. For all your residential remodeling needs, give the pros a call today and ask about their military and senior discounts. 931-703-5623. 931-703-5623. That's Comstock & Sons Construction. They're professionals who care.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
We were here when Eddie George left. We were here when Chris Johnson left. They had to move on too. And Derrick Henry is doing the same. These guys cannot stay forever. That's just the deal.
It's just what it is.
Derrick
Henry made it to 30, and most people are ready to put 30-year-old running backs out to pasture.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
On a Wednesday, powering through. Hump day, in the words of the great Leland Statham. John Burton, Patton Cook inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. We're with you here till the top of the hour when Jim Rome comes your way. Of course, after that, the McFarlands from 2 to 4. They welcome your phone calls, and they mean it. We got some texts there, Pat.
Sure do. On the text line, 615-844-5600. Kevin in Muletown, a couple here from him. First, the Lakers have beat the Bucks, the Denver Nuggets, and the Boston Celtics, all without LeBron playing. What does that say? He says.
I'm not even going to dignify that text with a response. Next.
One more here from Kevin. We were talking about Cordell Patterson earlier. Cordell Patterson is the record holder for most kickoff returns, touchdowns in NFL history. He's got 9 of them.
How many does Devin Hester have? Do we know? Obviously, not as many as Cordell Patterson. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, he's one of the greatest kick returners in NFL history. I don't think there's any question about it. And so, with the new kickoff rules, the Steelers thinking maybe we can, flip field position and make things happen from that standpoint with a guy like Patterson. So, like I said, he's had a really long career. I mean, he only really had one good year at UT, but, he wasn't the most polished wide receiver, but he's played running back, kick returner. He's kind of been a jack of all trades, and, he's played a long time in this league. He's got to be coming up on double digits. So, good on him, man. He's made his money, he's played, and he's going to keep playing. Like I said, he just signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, fair play to him for being able to, find a way to stick around in this league.
And he's found a nice little spot in Pittsburgh, and that's a situation that might be the most mysterious team to me, John, in the NFL this year.
I know.
It could 100%. Go eight different ways it could go.
And they're going to start. Listen, I know what they're doing, right? Because Tomlin said Russ is, he's got pole position. They'll start the season with Russ out of respect to him.
Sure.
But by week 5 or 6, it's going to be Justin Fields. You know that, and I know that.
I agree. And I wouldn't put it past Justin to have it work.
I think he's got a lot of talent. I think he's, and he's an exciting player. I wanted my team to trade for him.
Yeah.
Because my philosophy is, if I'm going to watch my team lose games, I want to at least be entertained by it,
The price started from a third rounder to what they ended up getting, a sixth?
That's nothing. I mean, Patton, a six-round draft pick is basically a UDFA. Sixth and seventh-round draft picks, in my mind, are UDFAs. You know? You bring him in, you draft him. He can say, hey, I got drafted into the NFL. And, you know, it's low risk, high reward with guys like that, right? So, you know, I mean, was Brady a six-round pick? He wasn't a six-round pick, right? Was he a fifth-round pick?
I think fifth.
Yeah. I think Terrell Owens was, or Terrell Davis, I think, was like a
six-round pick. Last year, Jalen Duncan was the Titans' six-round pick.
Yeah.
Which?
He ended up starting a few games.
Ended up starting.
Developmental player who seems to be coming along pretty decently, right? I mean, am I starting him at right tackle next year? I'd prefer not to.
Sure hope not.
I'm going to be nice and say I would prefer not to. Yeah,
something drastically happened.
Yeah, something. Yeah, the case. Yeah. Well, you know, we still have Dylan Raidens there.
Keep trying to tell me about Dylan Raidens. What about Dylan Raidens?
Let me tell you about Dylan Raidens.
What about him?
Played at North Dakota State. He's a versatile guy. They moved up in the draft to get him.
I mean, huh? am I getting punked here? What's going on?
Little Dylan Raidens starting RT? Huh? Would that be something you might be interested in?
Dylan Raidens is the new Ryan Tannehill for me. Just my arch nemesis for months on end.
He's the guy that's going to just, your wrath is going to rain down upon, basically. Is that what you're saying?
Now, luckily enough for him, Dylan Raidens didn't throw three picks in a pivotal playoff game like some.
True.
Which still hasn't signed, by the way. Mr. Tannehill.
How about that?
Just out on a boat fishing in Florida.
No, good on him. I mean, I imagine he'll end up somewhere, but I thought he'd be one of the first guy in that first wave of free agency. Yeah. I thought he'd get signed really quick. There, you know, a lot of talk that he would go to the Pittsburgh Steelers, which would make sense with Art Smith now being their offensive coordinator.
I don't like saying this, a quarterback will get hurt in training camp.
Yeah, you're
this
right.
This offseason. So.
And Ryan knows that.
Yeah.
And Ryan's agent knows that.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And trust me, every GM in the NFL knows that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I would imagine every GM in the NFL has Ryan's agent on speed dial.
I mean, heck, Joe Burrow did something to his hamstring within the first 30 minutes of their first training camp practice.
I think it was his calf, actually.
Calf,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and then, you know.
Never really was right after.
Tried to play through it, and then he got hurt. You know, there's a lot of speculation that that injury he sustained late last year may not be ready in time for the start of the season. If so, the Bengals are, you know what.
It'll be the Jake Browning show, which looked okay.
He played pretty well, didn't he not?
Okay. Yeah. But that was a Brian Callahan baby, apparently. So
There you go. And if something goes wrong with Will Levis, hey, we got Mason Rudolph, baby.
Swinging helmets and all sorts.
Yeah, Myles Garrett almost killed him on that. God, wouldn't want that guy.
Well, that seems like an eternity.
Doesn't it really? God, that was what a disaster that was for the Browns. All right, we're going to come back and wrap up this show next. WNSR.
Buyandtow.com. Get cash for junk cars. You have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit buyandtow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473, buyandtow.com. That's buyandtow.com.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Start your experience at Bob's with the fried calamari or fresh scallops seared in Texas burnt honey. All the beef at Bob's Steak and Chop House are USDA prime cut. From the traditional fillet of tenderloin and ribeye to the adventurous Kansas City bone-in strip. They even have two different surf and turf options. And if you're looking for the other white meat, Bob's Steak and Chop House serves a dry-aged pork tomahawk with homemade applesauce. Fresh seafood is on the menu, from salmon to scampi, and even fresh lobster tail. For reservations, give them a call or log on to the Omni Nashville Hotel website. Bob's Steak and Chop House at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling.
I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-617-0239. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-617-0239. That's 800-617-0239. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Hi, I'm Jeff Fisher. Guess what? The Cats are back. The Nashville Cats will be returning to the Municipal Auditorium on April 27th in the season opener against the Minnesota Myth. There will be 5 total games played at Municipal Auditorium, with one additional game played up in Clarksville at F&M Bank Arena on Armed Forces Day on Saturday, May 18th. For player or dance team tryouts or tickets, log on to thenashvillecats.com.
JB and the General.
We're going to re-sign Derek. We're going to bring Ryan back for one more year. I can win. With
the band is coming back.
What I mean, what happened last year? In the 11th hour, they signed D-Hop. But I strongly believe that Vrabel, at the last hour, you know, slammed his fist on the table and said, I can win with this team. Let's not start the rebuild.
Weekdays, 9 to 11, live on WNSR. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
Wrapping up things here on a Wednesday. Of course, tomorrow is opening day in Major League Baseball. The Braves take on the Phillies, and pretty cool what the Predators are doing, teaming up with the Atlanta Braves. A little watch party tomorrow.
Yes.
The Braves are teaming up with the Nashville Predators to invite fans to watch the Braves take on the Philadelphia Phillies. At the BetMGM Sports Lounge at Bridgestone Arena, starts at 2 o'clock. Braves fans encouraged to wear their Braves gear and experience the brand new BetMGM Sports Lounge.
I need to try that out, John. I haven't been to the Sports Lounge.
We're going to have to take a show family trip there.
Yes.
To savor and sip on the best local food and drinks, BetMGM Sports Lounge boasts sweeping views of Broadway with over 12 TV screens. Braves fans won't miss a minute of game action. Fans will also enjoy free giveaways, including ball caps, T-shirts, koozies, and more. It's at the BetMGM Sports Lounge at Bridgestone Arena. 2 o'clock, the watch party begins. 2:05, first pitch. Braves and Phillies, you need to RSVP in advance. Well, I think this is for media covering it. So, so if you're a Braves fan, you want to check out some, here in Nashville, you want to check out your Braves and be with other Braves fans, go hang out at Bridgestone Arena tomorrow.
I propose the next time that you cook up a world-famous JB System pick, I mean, we got to go over there and place a bet down and just watch it with all the people.
A Burton is Certain pick of the day?
Burton is Certain pick of the day, yes.
That might be another sponsorable element for our show.
Write that down.
How about that? Shelly, take a letter. I stole that from Cleveland. But anyway, what do you got going on today?
Nothing today. I'm just mindlessly going through the week. Right now, hump day. So just kind of staring off in the sunset, dreaming of Friday. Give me basketball.
Yeah, well, it returns tomorrow. So, you know, you got that going for you. And, Tennessee, Creighton, Friday. Vols trying to earn only their second ever trip to the Elite Eight. Did it with Bruce Pearl. Mm-hmm. What year was that? 08, 09?
08 sounds correct.
Yeah. And, they, of course, they've never been to the Final Four before. Tough match against Creighton, but I'm leaning towards taking the Vols to win this game. I just got a feeling, you know, the fact that they were able to do a Houdini job and escape that Texas game, despite shooting as bad as they did, you can't figure they're going to shoot that poorly again against Creighton. But as I said before, with Tennessee's defense, man, Creighton's going to have to be very, very creative on how they work their half-court offense and get their shooters good looks. And they're going to have to get out and run. You know, that's how you combat a team that's good defensively. You got to get out and run to try to get some easy baskets.
And there's really not one guy you can attack defensively. Some teams, their best offensive scorer you can really get at. I mean, Kinect's not a necessarily a lockdown Dennis Rodman defender.
But nah, he's far from that.
He's good enough. Not a guy you can really single out in a pick and roll, I feel like. And watching Ziegler play, it's incredible at his height how much impact he has on the floor.
He really is a floor general.
He's incredible.
You know? Yeah, if I'm Creighton, man, I may be inclined to just say, you know what, let Kinect get his.
He's due, by the way, Kinect.
Yes, he is. He's due for a big breakout game, which could come Friday night. But I'm getting the ball out of Ziegler's hands immediately as soon as they cross the timeline. Yep. And I'm letting, you know, basically, I may let Kinect get his and then just make sure you contain everybody else. So it's styles make fights, right? You know, it's Creighton's offense versus Tennessee's defense. We've been talking about it all week. It's going to be a really good chess match between these two teams Friday night. It should be a fascinating game.
The nerves, I would imagine, are building as each day goes on because really in neither game, I mean, round one, Tennessee played okay. They got away with it the other night.
They played a tomato can.
Right, exactly. But I just figured round two.
But the Texas game, that was a Houdini act.
It really
was.
They
escaped. I mean, that was the true definition of survive in advance.
And other than UConn, usual champions have that one game where probably didn't deserve to get out of there. UConn, I mean, they're just blowing everybody else. I don't know. My analogy does not work for the University of Connecticut right now.
You know, they're balling out of control. All right, we got Corbs tomorrow, right? Chris Sanders will join us as well. So we got a big couple of days ahead as we wrap up the week. We appreciate you listening today. Patton, have a great day, my friend.
You too, John.
All right, McFarland's at 2. Jim Rome coming up right now. We'll see you tomorrow. WNSR.